The Gemara in Eruvin says, "Samach Zayin of Beis." Now, who Yenuka Dishtape Chamimeis? There was a Tinoi. It's not clear exactly what we're talking about. Before the meal, after the meal, and Machlekes Rishonim. Dishtape Chamimei. They had hot water prepared for him, and it spilled on Shabbos, and they needed hot water. Omer Lu Rabba, Nice Lu Chamimei Goy Bisoi. Rabba said, "Bring hot water from my house." Omer Le Avayev Avalo Avinun. We don't have an Eruv. Omer Le Nisma Chashituf. If you have a Shituf from a voice, if you don't have an Eruv, that's enough. Omer Le Holy Shatfinun. We don't even have that. So he says, "Beseder, name Rulei Lenochri Laisimei." So ask a Goy to bring it. Omer Abayo, he wanted Boyla Swilamar, Vle Shafkin Rav Yosef. I really wanted to ask a question, we'll get back to this. Why? Leila Mahdi was up in arms about this tomorrow. But I really wanted to ask Rav Yosef a Shaila. And I wanted to ask Rabbi Shaila, and Rav Yosef didn't let me. Domer Rav Yosef, Omer Rav Kanak, Yavinu Be'er Yehuda, Havi Omer Lam, Be'er Reis, Masvinu Tiyufta, Hodor Avdina Maisla, Be'er Rabban Avdina Maisla, Hodor Masvinu Tiyufta. When it comes to the rice and the shayla, maybe the rov is going to be urbanist of the rice. The zikr, you have to make a malchon, you have to be ma'ur the nekuda of the shayla. However, the rabbanon is coming to give a psak. You don't have to ask the shayla. Let him give a psak, do the ma'isa, and afterwards ask the question. Lebasar achi, after the ma'isa was over, Omer le, my boy's last to be in the mark. Yosef asked him, what do you want to ask Rabba? Omer le, the sanya hazoshvus. We find other Yitzui Darabanan that are even b'mokoyim a shayla of Karis. If you're not Mazah on the Tami Mace, he's not going to be able to do his carbon Pesach, which is a shayla of Karis. Nevertheless, Chazal or Maimed Divreim, you're not allowed to be Irvan on the Darabanan on Shabbos. If I say, why are you allowed to be Irvan on a Mir Lanokri on Shabbos? Even if it's the Tzerech of Milo, which is the Shail of Karis, Betzim, nevertheless, Lachur, we see that you're not allowed to be Erev under the Rabbanon, even if it's B'mokha Mitzah. Betzim, Omar Lei, V'lishoni Lecho, Bein Shvus, De'iz Bein Maiso, L'shvus, De'les Bein Maiso, that was the Shail without regurgis, Tomar Lei, Omar Lei, Nochri Zilachim. It says that you don't understand that there's a chilek between a the Rabbanon, De'iz Bein Maiso, Shvus, De'les Bein Maiso. Mamela, your Shail is not a Shail from Razo. What's Shail of Rabbanon? So we saw the Rif Bayot, the Shabbos, brings down Machlokes Rishonim, the Bahag already, the Bahag, the Baal Iter, the Rif, the Rambam, the Ramban, Tosfos, bring Machlokes Rishonim, how to understand this Gemara. The Bahag says that the Gemara is talking about even in a case where you would have to bring the hot water through Rishus HaRabim. You're allowed to ask a guy to bring the water through Rishus HaRabim or anything else, any other hot machshirim for mitzvahs milam. If he's talking about over there that the knife got ifgam, it got a little bit nicked, and you're not able to use it, you have to fix it, which is the lach of the raiso. So you're allowed to ask a guy to do it, you're allowed to ask a guy to do isa the raiso. B'mokim mitzvah. Why? That's what the Gemara's answer was over here. Leishon lechol bein shvus, leiz b'maisa, leishvus d'les b'maisa, that lechor there's a difference between amir la'akum and hazor. Amir la'akum is a shvus that less b'maisa. It's a only an amira. It's not mamish a maisa. Hazo is a maisa. A shvus of the rabbanon of a maisa is much more common than the rabbanon when it's not a maisa. And therefore, we matter the rabbanon on amira la'akum, which is the rabbanon of less b'maisa, even if it involves asking the goy to do isa deraisa. The goy is allowed to do isa deraisa to be kedei to mekayim the mitzvah milam. Now, it's not mefurish in this bahag whether or not this applies L'chera to every mitzvah, or it only applies to mitzvahs milah. The truth is that the Baal HaEter says that in Echlam it applies to all mitzvahs. It's not just by mitzvahs milah, it's by all mitzvahs. You could have said that it's dafka by mitzvahs milah, because mitzvah milah itself is one of the mitzvahs which is Deicha Shabbos. So even though Machshir were not Deicha Shabbos, but Al Yidei Goy will allow the Machshir to be Deicha Shabbos, it's Eker mitzvah Deicha Shabbos. Says the Baal HaEter, no, love dafka. Anytime. Means that a shvus the less b'maisa of amir la'akum is mutter by every mitzvah. Every b'mokum, any mitzvah, you're allowed to ask a guy to do even isa daraisa, k'day that you should be able to mekayim any mitzvah. And the chur, the Gemara refreshes. The Gemara in Gittin says, on the Chesem and Beis, that you're allowed to buy a house from a guy on Shabbos in Surya, which is not even Eretz Yisrael, and in Eretz Yisrael, in Kamadorim. You're allowed to ask a goy to write up a shtar to be able to buy a house from a goy on Shabbos, even though you're asking to do isa daraisa. Says the Gemara, "V'af agav d'amir lenachri shvus mishum yishuv eretz yisrael goes rabbanon." Even though amir lenachri is a rabbanon and it's also on Shabbos, Certainly when you're asking the Nuisa the Raisa of Tziva. Nevertheless, Bamokim Yishim Eretz Yisrael, which is a mitzvah, Legoz Rabbanon. Eva Zeh, we see, L'chari Mavur, that it's not Dafka Benigayat HaMitzvah's Milo, which is Deicha Shabbos, even Benigayat to other mitzvahs, Kokama, that the way that we're being over on the Aveiro is Durchai the Rabbanon of Amir L'Nachri, then it's Mutter on Shabbos, even if it's Mi'over on Yisrael the Raisa. Eva Zeh, it can happen the same way in the Baha'i. However, the Mepurish the Rishonim as Bahag, the Rishonim learned the Bahag not that way, that the Rishonim understood that the Bahag was only talking about Mitzvah Milo, and the Bala Itter took it one step weiter and he said that it applies to all Mitzvahs. Hagam that Unzer Sugyo over here in Erevin is talking about Milo, says the Bala Itter, it applies everywhere. Mechura, he is a Raya of Mepureshus from the Gemara and Gittin that it applies to all Mitzvahs. Shailuz. So Eva Zeh, what's found in the Bahag? Why would the Bahag say a Tafka Benegea to Milo? What's that? The Bechlal Yesh La'ayin, what's Pshat in the Chilik? Leishoni Lachov in Shvus, Deis B'Maisa, Leishoni Lachov in Shvus, Deis B'Maisa. Why is there a Chilik? Where do we see that there's a Chilik between the Rabbanan that has a Maisa and the Rabbanan that doesn't have a Maisa? Why should it be more Kal? Because it's an Amir. Even though Be'etzem we find that there are things that we're ain malki a love less for ma'isa ain leikin a love. There are coolers. However, the lechur that's only klapi the einish klapi lechatchila. We don't find that there's a cooler bechlal. As a matter of fact, we find that there's kame chiyuvei misa for dibur. Zokin mamri is only dibur, and makal lavi v'imri is only dibur, and still there's a chiyuv misa. It's not that you can't have a chiyuv misa. It's not that there's not a chaymer when it comes to something which is the aydei dibur. In Bazei, where do we see that a darabanan just because it's aydei dibur is more Kal than the Derabanan, which is Aydei Maisa. The truth is that really the Ran says Lahedi not this way. The Ran says that he brings a raya from a case. This is one of the big rayas that the Rishonim over here handle, the Ramban, that we're going to mention in a minute. Is it says Tzinur Shalom by Kashkashim, Zegemar and Ksubis, Daf Samach Beis. Tzinur Shalom by Kashkashim, a gutter, a pipe that got filled up with leaves on Shabbos, and you want to take them out. Somebody actually just asked me this. They had such a maisa that they wanted to take them out on Shabbos. Are you allowed to take it out on Shabbos? So the Gemara says you're allowed to, even though it's a tikkun mana, even though it's a shaila of a daraisa, nevertheless, you're allowed to take it out kil achar yad. You're allowed to do a shinur kil achar yad to be able to be mesakin it. Why? B'mokum hefsed, b'mokum tzair, hefsed over there, really. Legaz Rabbanan, it's a Derabbanan, but Makom Hesed, Legaz Rabbanan. About this Gemara, the Ran says, L'chura, we see from here, that a Daraisa, a Yid doing a Daraisa, Bishinui, is more Kal than asking a Goy to do a Daraisa, Shaloi Bishinui. Then a Mir La'akum of a Goy to ask a Goy to do a Daraisa, Shaloi Bishinui, is more Chomer. That we don't matter, we never find that we matter to ask a guy to do the raises. He's of the opinion that the Shita said hold not like the Bahag, that we don't allow a guy to do the raises, even b'mokim hefsed. Eva zeh, b'mokim mitzvah, b'mokim hefsed. So we see that it's more chomer to ask a guy to do an amir l'akum, which is only a dibur, is more chomer than a yid doing a daraisa k'lachar yad, which is also the rabbanan. So Eva zeh l'chari, we see over here that it's very shaykh to say that a shvus which is shaloi aydei maisa is more chomer than a shvus which is aydei maisa. The truth is that the Chazanish Nunvav Dalet, he's more on this round. He says that we see other ways come from, but the shaila is, you're right that it's without a maisa. But etzem, he says you can't bring rayas from one to the next. He doesn't have a rayas will prachas one way more than the other. He says you can't bring rayas one because you see rayas we kind of like can, but we see this inside. That sometimes a Darabanan, even if it has less by Maisa, it can be more common than a Darabanan this by Maisa. Hey, Bazei, how come Amir Lanachri is more Kal just because it's less by Maisa? So Rabbi Yonatan on this Gemara in Erevin says that the reason is because it's specifically by Amir La'akum. Amir La'akum, every Shvus, why were the Gezer Shvus? So that the Yud shouldn't come to do Esa Daraisa. He says that Shaykh, if a Yid would be doing, let's say the Yid would want to go ahead and bring it through the Shrishus Aravim, so he would do a Pachas Midalat Amis. He would do it, so therefore it would only be an Eser Rabbanan. In such a case, there's a Chashash that if the Yid messes up, he might come to Eser Daraisa. there's always the possibility that when the Yid is doing a Derabanan, that he might come to be Erev Nisa Deraisa. And that's Be'etzem why Chazal were Aser the Derabanans. However, when it comes to Amir La'akum, you never have that Chash. Because the whole Chash, it's always the guy that's doing the Malacha. Memela, there's never Chash. The reason why it's more Kal, it's not Samazir because it lets for Maisa. It's because it's the guy that's doing it. Since the guy is the one that's doing the ma'isa, Mamela Tan is Rabbeinu Yochanan, that there's never going to be a chash that's going to come to be a Sederaisa. Mamela always has a kula, because every Darabana is they shouldn't come to an Isser. Over here, you have much less of a chash. This L'chur Yesh La'erik says that the Rambam says in Hilchos Shabbos Vav Beis that the reason why they answered Amir L'Nochri is because the Yid might come to go, if I allow Amir L'Nochri, the Yid might come to be over on the Isser himself. So there is a chash that's going to come to the Isser. L'chur, all he means to say is that in this Ma'isa Malacha, there's never going to be a Chashash that comes to the Raisa. No matter what the guy does, the Yid's never going to be over. If in the future, there might be a Chashash that it might bring to. But over here, in this Ma'isa, there's never a Chashash that he might come to the Raisa. As opposed to any time that Yid is doing the Derabanan, there's always the possibility that in the midst of the Ma'isa, he may come to the Raisa. Instead of he's trying to get out the leaves from the gutter, instead of using his feet, he's trying, it doesn't work, he grabs with his hand. There's always that possibility in the Derabon and Alein, you might come to Derais. As opposed to Mila Melchin, there's never that Chashash Lachar. That's Bedas, the Bahag, and the Bala Iter. The Rif, and this is how the Rambam and Kam Vakam Rishenim go, they learn that that's not Shana the Gemara. They are Gurs, like it says, Lefonenu in the Sugyo, that regrets the time back to Abayo, Omar Leiva Leishonil Chobin Shvus Diz Beimais Leishvus Galeis Beimaiso, Domar Le Omar Lenochri Zelachin. The Chur, there's a big chilik between the Rabbanon, the Izbamaiso, and the Rabbanon, the Lesbamaiso. Because over here, Rabba didn't ask the guy to heat up the water. Says the Riv, it's Mefurish, that if he asked the guy to heat up the water, it would be Aser. According to the Bahag, it should be Mutter. So the Bahag in the Kanam, he takes it out. He takes out this Girsa. And he says, Zichri, you came, it's a Toys. Anybody that goes to this Bahag, it's Pasha Toys. The Girsa is supposed to be like Kemeshu Lefanenu. And it's Mefurish in under Girsa that the only reason why it's Mutter is because he didn't ask him to be over in the Deraisa. But if you were asking him to be over in the Deraisa, Tak would be Mutter. Mutter would be awesome. So what's Tak of the Pshah? What was this Terence? Omar Leh, he says, there's no difference. So you first day, Ba'etzam, there's no chilik between Amir Lenachri and Hazah. They're both their abundance. Just there's a difference between the our tzir of Amir Lenachri and the tzir of Hazah. Hazah is only one derabanan. It's a derabanan, the Izba Maisa. It's a rabbanan that has in it a Maisa, as opposed to a Amir Lenachri benegia to. There's a difference in Amir Lenachri alein. If you ask Amir Lenachri, when you're asking him to do Isa Daraisa, so then that's a derabanan that involves a Shalav Daraisa. Masha'inkin, when you're asking the guy to do a derabanan, the zil, he loyomer le damar zil achin. He didn't say to go do a deraisa. What did he tell him to do? Bring it through a karmelis, which is derabanan. In such a case where there's two derabanans, then in a chanami it's mutter. There is where it's going to be mutter, the mokain mitzas milah. So, kumtais according to the Rif, ve'etzem lacher, there's no kula, lav dafkiz there a kula and amir lakum, more than any other derabanan. The reason why it's more kal here is because we're not handling just one derabanan, we're handling two derabanans. I'm asking the guy, Amir Lenachri, which is a Derabanan, to do when it's a Derabanan. So it's a Shvus, the Shvus, Derabanan, Derabanan, Trey, Derabanan, you can call it, or Shvus, the Shvus, B'moki Mitzvah. Shvus, the Shvus, B'moki Mitzvah, they're Meiko. Look. This is the Makar. This is the Makar for Shvus, the Shvus. The Shaila is, how far do you take this? Was this, once again, the same Shaila that we asked on the Bahag? You could ask on the Rif, is this a din dafkum in a gear to mitzvahs mila? That mitzvahs mila itself is deicha Shabbos. Memela, we could be makel by shvus to shvus. That it should be able to be deicha mitzvahs, deicha Shabbos, the tzurich mila. Or no, it applies to every mitzvah. But from every mitzvah shaykh, once you have a shvus to shvus, in a chanami, it's going to be mutter to one of shom. So, the truth is, the machlag is a the Rambam says lahedio, in Vov Tes, Shabbos Vav Tes, he says it's for every mitzvah. That if you have to ask a guy to climb up a tree to get a shofar, it's the Rabbanon. Ask Amir Lenachri of a Mishtam Shas B'Ilim, which is the Rabbanon. He says there's no problem. Shvus to Shvus, Mokh Mitzvah, to get a lulav, Ukedeme, it's not a problem. Ask a guy to go outside the Tchum to get a lulav, it's not a problem. Shvus to Shvus, Mokh Mitzvah, it's Mutter. And he says, Mokh Mitzvah, Mokh Tsar, Tsar Godel, Tsar Kotin, we'll see, Mokh Hesed, These are all mutter. Why? Makar from this Gemara. Aye, this Gemara is only talking about Mila. No. L'chur, it's not something which is miyuchat to Mila dafka. Anytime they have a shus tashus, it's already so white that Chazal matter bin agel to any mitzvah. The Ramban, on the other hand, says no. The Ramban says that it only applies to Mila. Mila itself is Zeicha Shabbos. Mila, they're making by shus tashus. But Samazai, we don't find anywhere else that just because there's two derabanans, you're allowed to be over on two derabanans with Makam mitzvah. Not only that, he says that sometimes we allow one derabanan by Makam mitzvah, and sometimes we don't even allow two by Makam mitzvah. He says the case of the Gemara in, he says, you're going to ask me for the Gemara in Gittin. This is why the Gemara in Gittin is not a Raya, not like Bahad. He says the Gemara in Gittin says Lahedia, that you're allowed to ask a guy to do even Issa Daraisa for a different mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. To buy a house, I'd ask a guy to write up a shtar. Even though it's Issa Daraisa, Amir Lenachri, Lagos Rabbanim Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Says the Ramban, there's no Raya from there. Why? Because Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is more than a regular mitzvah. He says Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Yishbay Tielas Lakol Yisrael. It's something which is Tielas Lakol Yisrael, Shloit Echor Eretz Kedosho. This is the only thing you could do. When you get to any of these things, we find kama dvarim that sometimes chazal matter daraisas, matter daraisas b'shinri, sometimes matters amir lenochri, even by isur daraisa, and sometimes they answered by two darabanan. So we don't know which darabanan is mutter, which is chomer, which is less chomer, and mameila, the only time that we can be matter is where chazal said lahedya. Chazal said lahedi b'negayet to milo, that shvus to shvus is mutter b'makam mitzvah, milo is mutter b'makam milo. B'negayet to anything else, and echanam is takanan. And he brings down the Rambam at the end of the day. The Rambam at the end of the shtickle. This is the Ramban, the Chedushim on Kuflam and Prayt, in Shabbos. He brings down the Rambam that says, echanam is b'negayet to all mitzvahs. It's not daf b'negayet to milo, it's b'negayet to all mitzvahs. So Kum says, Yehav Machlekes, even in the Shittas Arif that holds that we matter shvus to shvus b'mokha mitzvah, we don't matter one shvus b'mokha mitzvah like the Bahag, we matter shvus to shvus b'mokha mitzvah, is that by all mitzvahs, is that only by mitzvahs milo? Kumtais, really we have four shitas b'negeah to amir l'akum b'mokha mitzvah. We have the Bahag that matters asking a goy to do a daraisa b'mokha milo. However, with all other mitzvahs, it's taka aser. We have the Bala Issa that says, you let ask a goy to do any issa daraisa for b'mokum mitzvah. Memele says, Korev ve'enai, that you're allowed to ask a guy to turn on a light for Suda Shabbos, because Suda Shabbos is a mitzvah. Memele, you're allowed to ask a guy to turn on a light for b'mokum Suda Shabbos, which was very, very negay in the olden days. They didn't have lights, and they never had candles that lasted till Shalosh Shabbos. Memele, always Shabbos afternoon, they were always sitting in the dark. The shayla is, can you ask a guy to go ahead and turn on the light? Or any time that the wind blew out the light Friday night. I'm going to give it a on a weekly basis. Shabbos afternoon. Are you allowed to ask a guy to turn on the light? The Ramah actually brings us down la'alacha that Yesh Mekilin to ask a guy because to be Semechan is Baal Yisr. Sometimes we have the Bahag that matters Isuri Dereisa, Amir Lenachri, and Isuri Dereisa, B'mokam Milo. The Yisr that matters Isuri Dereisa, Amir Lakum Isur Dereisa, B'chol Mitzvahs. Then we have the Shittas Arif that says no. Isur Dereisa are never mutter. You never let ask a guy to do Isur Dereisa B'chol Mitzvah. Only Shvus to Shvus. Only two Derabanans asking a guy to do Derabanan, that's what's mutter. And then we have Machlokes Rishonim. The Rambam says that applies to all mitzvahs. You let ask a guy to do it by every mitzvah. You let ask him to do it Derabanan. And the Ramban says no, only by Mitzvahs Mila. Now, B'chlal Yishlayim, that's the Rif. According to the Rif that says Ashut Ashut is Mutter Makom Mitzvah, Mashmoyis is not that it's because it's Amir L'Nachri and a Derabanan, rather than just because it's two Derabanans. And if that's the case, the Chura, it should be Mutter even for a Yid to do two Derabanans Makom Mitzvah. Is there any reason why a Yid can't do two Derabanans Makom Mitzvah? Trade Derabanan Makom Mitzvah, the Chura should be Mutter. The problem is that we don't have any Rishonim that talk about this. None of the Rishonim ever, they all talked about Amir L'Nachri. The shayla is, why should the taka be a chilek? The Prima Gadol in Simin Shin Zayin, the taka brings down at the beginning of Simin Shin Zayin, he says, Mashmois is that the only time it matters is Alidei Amir L'Nachri. It's also not like Pirish, he doesn't say why. But Alidei Yisrael is taka miyasr. Mitzad Sheini in Simin Shin Chafei, he's Madaik from the Magen Avraham in Sefkot and Vav, that it's taka mutter. You're allowed to ask a guy, a yid is allowed to do, a trader abanan is allowed to give something to a guy to take out into a karmelis, even though it's usher for him, because it's maritime, it looks like you're being mitzvah the guy to do an isser, but it's a derabanan, a derabanan, and therefore it's mutter, b'mokh matzerich, b'mokh darki shalom, he's talking about, b'mokh mitzvah, erev Pesach, when you get the chometz out of your house. He says, meduyik, they're allowed to do a shvusta shvusta, yid is allowed to do shvusta shvusta b'mokh mitzvah. We saw when we were learning Hilchos Muktzah, in Simon Shin Ches, Sif Mem Aleph, Chochma Shleima says a very interesting story. He says, they're talking about trying to get animals, picking up animals on Shabbos, moving them. So he talks about a case, he says, that there was a child who couldn't walk, and he wanted to go to shul to say Kaddish for his father, Chochma Son. And Chochma Son's father's Nifter, Baruch Shalom, he's saying Kaddish. B'kitzer, he couldn't walk. Can somebody take him through a Carmelist and bring him to shul to say Kaddish? Why? It's a shvus to shvus, b'mokah mitzvah. What's a shvus to shvus? It's a karmelis. The child can't walk by himself, so you don't have chayin oisei atzmai. So it's a deraisa. However, we're talking about a karmelis. It's only derabanan. And he says, what's the problem? It's a hito or havar. He says, it's shaloi l'tzerich. It's not that be'etzim, I need to get this outside. It's a hito, shaloi l'tzerich. It's not that I need it outside from here. I just have to get him to over there. That's really considered a hitzah shleil l'tzerich. Yesh la'ayin of l'afshin yitzrich l'gufa. Down on that. It says it has a din of l'afshin yitzrich l'gufa. Mele it's a l'afshin yitzrich l'gufa, which is their avonon. On a karmel, which is their avonon. It's mutter makom mitzvah of Kaddish. Ramoshe, in chelik dalet tzadi aleph aleph, he says, he brings down the sachma shleilui, and he dams on it. And he says that, where is he coming from? A guy asked him, he says, I have a friend who picks up his kid in to carry him home, and the kid's screaming. Do I have to be meichin him or not? So Moshe brings down the shuvah of Chochmas Shleimah and says Yish Lodin Tuva on this shuvah, because first of all, who says that Kaddish is considered a mitzvah? Bechlal, whose mitzvah is the Kaddish? The kid's mitzvah, the child's mitzvah. He's not the one that's doing the isser; it's the adult doing the isser. So who says Bechlal that the adult allowed to do a shuvah to shuvah to makom the mitzvah of the child? Yish La'ayim. Bechlal, Lachshin Tzich Legufa. Maybe it's even more chomer. Going to Rambam's Asmi Daraisa. Yish La'ayim. He done. He comments doesn't. He says, however, in our case, we're talking about that the child could walk by himself. He's a 6-year-old kid, but you're walking far, and he's not interested anymore. I remember I did that once when I was about 6 years old. I just sat down, and we walked very far for a kiddush somewhere, and there was no air in those days, and I just sat down and said, I'm not going anywhere. Can you pick up the child and take him home? Through a karmas, there's no shalav shusarabim. So therefore there's no isadaraisa of carrying. It's only isadarabanan. And it's b'mokum karmelis. So it's shvus to shvus. And the child, in his case, was the child is screaming. He says if the child is screaming, it's mitzdar. And meila would be mutter. You don't have to be meichet. So the chermefurish in Ramayisha, that shvus to shvus mokum mitzvah, is mutter even mokum mitzvah or mokum tzar. Whenever we have the kula, lachur, it's even mutter alidei Yisrael. Maybe yesh litcho is that over there, the shaila was, should you be moicha in the other person? He wasn't telling the chachila to do it. Ish lying. However, it seemed, that he was going like that with Kuma. The Mishnah Brura is a mishnah to it that I know of at least in two places. One of them we saw in Hilchos Tzedo. What happens if you have chickens that went running outside and you want to get them, you don't want to lose them? No, that's not what happens. You don't want them to, they ran outside of their coop and now they're running around the house. The kids are, when they run around the house, they flap their wings, and all the glass stuff, who knows might happen to it. It may break the vase, it may break, who knows what's going to happen. Memela, you're scared that he's going to cause hezek, therefore you want to chase the chicken back into its coop, and close the door. Generally, we would say that's a problem of tzeda. However, says Mishnah Berurah in a case, Shin Tes Zayin, Tzivkat Nun Ches, he says, in a case where the room that you're chasing the chickens into is a big room, and you wouldn't be able to grab the chickens in one swoop. So therefore, it's not asumi d'araisa. It's not considered a teda d'araisa because you haven't really cornered him. It's only asumi d'arabana. And the reason why you're trying to chase him in is not to capture him. It's just that he shouldn't make hezek. He shouldn't make a mess inside the house. So it's a malach shenitzik l'gufa. I don't need to trap the guy. So it's a d'arabana of a d'arabana. The mainly it says b'makom hefsid ulai yesh lahokol. It's besides the rabbi alocha ulai yesh lahokol. Mashmoy says that shvus shvus mokum mitzvah zaka mutter. The truth is, if you look down the bialach, he's mitzadid. He brings in another tzad to be meikol. Maybe it's only with that he's meikol. I saw the Archa Shabbos. He's more on this. This is Mishnah Berurah that the chayyim we don't find anywhere shvus shvus by Yisrael is meikol. Another place in Mishnah Berurah is the opposite, is the Hilchos Erevin. In Shin Mem Tes, in the last Bir Halacha in Shin Mem Tes, Afilu B'Karmelis, the end of Bir Halacha, he says, talking about Shitas Chesis, he says, Ken Zayin to be Hoylach Arba Amayis, Fochas Me Arba Amayis, at a time, in a Karmelis, is the Shvus to Shvus, and it will be Mutar B'Mokhe Mitzvah, talking about Yisrael there, Mitzarachim. Once again, it's not so pashut that Mishnah Berurah goes like this at all, he's being Mitzadeh, but Lamayis, we don't see that. In the Rishonim, we didn't see it, and the Achrayim, it's not clear. And the Mishnah Berurah seems to be mistafik. And if you regard him himself, even though he says that the Magen Avraham is right and the Magen Avraham, nevertheless, he himself is mitzadeh that they only matter by Amir al-Akum and not by Stam Yisrael. And Kimdumani, that is the Minig Olam, is not too, we're not Mekel for the most part by Trader Abanans, by Yisrael. Only by Amir al-Akum, the Chorda, even though in the Sugi maybe we don't see in the Rif that Amir al-Akum should be more Kal, only in the Bahag we saw that. Nevertheless, it's mevur that Amir Lakum is more kal. A shvus to less b'maisa, b'chlal, you're starting off with a type of derabanan, which is less b'maisa, and that you're asking the guy only to do the derabanan, b'meila, will be meiko b'mokar mitzvah. But in a time when it comes to Israel, attack him won't be meiko. Now, say whether you learn like the Baha'i, or say whether you learn like the Rif, l'chur, the last Gemara that we saw in Erevin, is Shver. The Gemara says, Another story. Another child that is, once again, it's not clear at what point of the child's life did this occur, that his hot water was spilled on Shabbos. Let's go ask the mother if she needs hot water, and we'll heat up hot water. We'll ask a guy to heat up hot water, agav the hot water that he's heating up for the mother. The Shal is Manashach. If you learn like the Bahag, that you're allowed to do a Daraisa any time that it's B'moke Mitzvah, you're allowed to do a Daraisa, you're allowed to ask a Goy to do a Daraisa, so why do I have to ask the Goy to heat it up? Agavime. Lachar, you could ask the Goy to heat it up straight up, because he's allowed to do it through Daraisa. Lefi the Bahag. The truth is that, really, Taisa says this. I don't know if Taisa says this. Samaches. Texas asks us a question. Texas says, "Be who you nuked like Amon." In that case, say you nuked. Amru Rav and Shaila Imei Tzichal Nechaim Yagav Imei. V'chiloi Hoya Nachri B'chol Ayer Sheyem Loi Sheyecha Mishvil Akatan LaMoylei. There was no guy in the entire city. The Marshal points out here in Texas that the Marshal is going. That Texas is going B'shitas Abahag. That according to the Bahag that holds, you're allowed to ask a guy to do an Isser Daraisa. So then why there was no guy? It was clear that he had a different gear than we had. But it's mavur that if you hold like the Bahag, then you could just ask the guy straight up to heat up water for this baby. You don't have to ask the shvus of Amir la'akum, but mokim mitzvah. It's mutter. So why did it have to be agav the mother? So the truth is that the Taka Rishonim that hold, that in a chanami, it's not talking about for mitzvah milah. There was no mitzvah over here. And since there was no mitzvah over here, you didn't have the shvus of mokim mitzvah, you had to do it agav the mother. The Rajba says, the Ran and Beitza brings it down, that over here it's talking about Yisrael. Taisa is mitzvah like this by us. Here it's talking about Yisrael is going to heat up the water. And we're heating up the water for the mother, and we're going to feed the shittas that hold, Ridu B'shirim is only also me darabam. So therefore I'm heating it up for the mother who is sick, and she's mutter, it's mutter for her. Ridu B'shirim is only also me darabam. And Memele, he says, B'mokei mitzvah smila, they mastered Ridu B'shirim, the Issa darabam, for Yisrael to do Issa darabam. The Ran is really not happy with this Rajmo. Where do we ever find that you're allowed to do a Derabbanan to be Mekayim Mitzvah Milo? That Yid should be able to do it to Derabbanan? Kinir, the Rajmo understood, since we're allowed to do the Milo itself is Deicha Shabbos, so then a Yid will be allowed to, will matter Derabbanan for Yid for Mitzvah Milo. Lachari wouldn't say it's going to get to Elder Mitzvah. But still, where do we ever find that a Yid is allowed to do a Derabbanan B'mokim Mitzvah Milo to Mekayim Mitzvah Milo? Push it off till the next day. So either way, that's the chur, how we'll have to learn the Fida Bahag. Either we're not talking about Mitzvah Milo, or it is Mitzvah Milo, we're not talking about Yitaka didn't have the Girsa. We're not talking about he didn't have the Girsa of Nochem Le'agav Nochri Agav Ime. We're talking about a Yid Taka doing it. But that's the Rif. You have the same Shaila really. The Rif holds that you're not allowed to do Yisuri Daraisa. You're only allowed to do a Shvus to Shvus. So the chur, what's it going to help to ask the guy to heat it up with agav the mother, l'chura, he's still being over in Issa Daraisa. Because Ribu Bishurim, if we're going to go not like this Rajba, the Ran was chiluk on this Rajba, he says that Ribu Bishurim is a Daraisa. He says Ribu Bishurim is a Daraisa. So he says, Eibazeh, l'chera, what's it going to help? What's the difference if the guy heats it up straight for the child, where he'll be over an Issa Daraiso, or heats it up for the mother and adds water for the child? Either way, the guy is going to be doing an Issa Daraiso. And if you're telling me that he's allowed to do Issa Daraiso out of the mother, then he should just do an Issa Daraiso straight up for the child. Have him heat up water straight for the child. So, if you look at the Rashash wants to taina al fi the Ran, and I think it's really Mefurish, Kamat Mefurish in the Ran himself. The Ran himself is Mechalik. He says, when do we say that Ribi Bishurim is Asmi Daraiso? Ribi Bishurim is only Asmi Daraiso depending on what the Ikar Malacha that's being done. He says, where do we find that Ribi Bishurim is Asmi Daraiso? If you cook for a Choyle Sheyesh Beisakana on Shabbos, then you're not allowed to, a healthy person is not allowed to eat from it, because we're scared that when you're cooking for the sick person, you're going to add for the healthy person, and that's going to be Issa Daraiso. He says that's going when it gets to a Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh is to cook on Shabbos for somebody that's a Chodesh Sheyesh Bei Sakana. Shabbos is not Hutro. It's not that it's a Heter Gomoy. It's Dechuyo. You're allowed to, Ve'etzim is the Isra Shabbos, just it's Nidche, it's like Asei Decha Leisa Sei. It's not that there's no Leisa Sei. It's Nidche Mipnei Asei. Shabbos is Nidche Mipnei Pikuach Nefesh. But Ve'etzim is the Isra over here. So since Ve'etzim is the Isra over here, oh, Isra Daraisa, it's just Nidche. Therefore, the Rivi B'Shurim is also Isra Daraisa. However, he says, B'negeya to Yontif, let's say, Oichol Nefesh on Yontif. He says, Oichol Nefesh on Yontif, it's mutter lechatchila. You're allowed to cook lechatchila. It's not that be'etzim it's nidche. Really, there's the iser to cook, but letzerich oichol nefesh, you're allowed to push off. There's no iser bechlal. Memeil, in such a case, the Rivi Bishurim is also not going to be iser deraisa. Even if your Rivi Bishurim is not going to be iser deraisa, because the etzim alocha is not also midaraisa. Memeil, says the Ran, that's why you have to use a nachri. And the way the Rashash is masbred is because when you ask a guy to do something for somebody that's sick on Shabbos, somebody that's a chayil on Shabbos, that's heter gomer. That's not zichun. Amir lanachri, that he should do something for a chayil, is mutter legamri on Shabbos, not just nidche. Memeila, the Rivi Bishurim is also, not nidche. It's also not asumi daraisa. But if it would be dechuya and not hutra, then in the Rivi Bishurim would be daraisa. Mamela, in this case, the reason why we had to ask the guy to do it agav the mother is because had the guy done it straight for the child, there would be no Ribi Shurim. He'd be doing it Issa Daraiso. We have to do it in an oifin that he's doing it for the mother, and once he's doing it for the mother, that's heter that he's doing for the mother. Once the Ikra Malach is heter, then the Ribi Shurim is also not going to be Asr Midaraiso, it's only going to be Asr Midaraban. Come today, he's going to be doing Shvuz to Shvuz, the Machi Mitzvah. Now, this only works out according to the Yisoid that holds that Pikuach Nefesh is Hutro, is the Chuyah, not Hutro. But if you hold that Pikuach Nefesh is Hutro, like the Maharam in Rotenberg says, he says it's exactly like Eichel Nefesh. The same thing Eichel Nefesh is Hutro, Pikuach Nefesh is also Hutro. Then we see that even by something which is Hutro, there's still an Isser Darais of Ribi Bishurim. You're not allowed to cook more for Chorilim. So the Chorilim have to say the Yisoid that we saw in Rav Chanan that we mentioned last time. And this is the Yisoid that we saw in Amir L'Akum. Amir L'Akum, he says, has two Yisurim. There's the Isra of the Dibur, and there's the Isra of the Malacha. The Dibur is Asr, even if I ask him on Shabbos to do something after Shabbos, it's going to be Asr, because my Dibur is Asr. Dabur Damer. But there's not going to be any Isra of Shlichus, because he does Malacha after Shabbos. If I ask him before Shabbos to do Malacha on Shabbos, there's no Isra Dibur, because it was before Shabbos. But when he does Malacha on Shabbos, he's doing it B'Shlichusin, and Memelot is going to be Yisra Shlichus. When I ask him on Shabbos to do Malacha on Shabbos, then there's two Yisra. There's the Dibur and there's the Malacha. Memelot says, Rav Chanan, in this case, we can either ask the guy to heat it up straight with the mother, or straight for the child, or we can ask him to do it agav the mother. He says, we have a chiv to ask him to do it agav the mother, to take it down from two Yisra of Amir Lachim to one Yisra. If I would ask him to heat it up for the child, So there's the Isra Dibur and there's the Isra the Malacha. However, if I just say, put the pot on the fire for the mother, then he puts the entire pot on the fire for the mother, my Dibur was the Dibur of Heter. The only thing which is Asr is the Ribui of the water which is being cooked. That's the Malacha that he's doing. Kumtais, that you have a Chiv to ask the guy to do it. Why am I asking the guy to do it? Agav, the mother, either way is Isra Daraisa. You're right, but the Amir Lanachri is lessons from two Isurim to one Isurim. There's only an Isur of the Malacha that he's doing, there's no Isur of the Dibur. Which the Chur, according to this Yisrael, would come out a big Chiddush, that any time that you have a Heter to ask a guy to do something, the Chur, you should ask him to do it in an Eifen of a Remez. Because a Remez always takes away the Dibur. You always have the problem that you're being, that a guy is doing a Malacha for you. And he's doing the Malacha as the Shlichus. But you have the ability to ask him straight out, or to be meramis to him. The chur you have to be, you should be meramis to him. That way, you don't also have the isser of the dibur together with the isser malacha. What's that? You could go with that mahalach. The chur the Rav Chanan was going to see Said even regardless. You don't. You're not mechuyev to him. The chur this see Said Rav Chanan wasn't gebayt on that dafka. There's never a Dabar Dabar. There very often could be a Amir Lacha, but there's not going to be a Dabar Dabar.
So asking just
something after Shabbos. In a Hanami. That's Mutter. And that we'll see in the Ramban, submission in Reish Zayin, Chav Beis. He says, Lahed, even though you're not allowed to be Meramis Dagoy to do Malacha on Shabbos, do Meramis Dagoy to do Malacha after Shabbos, in a Hanami, Tak will be Mutter. You don't have the Malacha, you don't have the Meramis. Very good. One other Nakuda which is brought down here, because this is Makar for the Gracie State of the Nesivas in this Sugyo. This is really not Shayach with Chlaut, anything that we said, getting back to what we said beforehand. Abai had a aura. Rav Yosef wanted, Rabbi wanted to pass him something, and Abai had a aura. Maybe being urban into their abundant. Rav Yosef said, "No, Altan. Wait a minute. Let him do the ma'aseh first, then he asks your question." That means anytime you're about to see anybody be urban into their abundant, let him do this to their abundant. Then afterwards, ask him, "What's going on over here?" Says the Nesivus in Reish Lamed Dalet. He brings a raya from this Gemara. He says, "Vais ois." We see from here that a derabanan b'shegig doesn't need kapara. Somebody that's over a derabanan b'shegi does not need kapara. Because if he didn't need kapara, and that means that he's doing something wrong by them, then in a chanami l'chari, you have to stop him. How could it be that you don't have to stop him? Zichri, you see someone being over something that he's going to have to do tshuva on in a minute. You have to stop him beforehand. You can't, what's the pshat? Vais ois, a derabanan b'shegig doesn't need kapara. What's the pshat? Says Rav Chanan, in Kevitz Ha'aretz. Shimon goes the same way. In Kevitz Ha'aretz, in Ches Tezvav, he says that the reason, what doesn't seem a deraisa derabanan? Deraisa, the chefsa is aser. When the Torah told you that something is aser, it's aser b'chefsa. As opposed to derabanan, every derabanan is only aser because it's a iser gavra. It's lois aser. You have a, you chiv mi deraisa to listen to what derabanan said, also it's aser. But the chiv is only on the gavra, it's not on the chefsa. B'meila kumta is that, what's the iser? The iser is, don't go keneged lois aser mikol asher yiruv. Don't go keneged. Don't not listen to that which Chazal said. That's only if you do it b'mezin. Then you're not listening to what Chazal said. But it's b'shoygi that I'm not listening to what Chazal said. I push it in a room. So Mamil, in such a case, there's takano iser. It doesn't need kapara. I didn't do anything wrong because it's iser on the gavra, and the gavra didn't do anything wrong. It's not that I'm not listening to Chazal. I push it in a room. Mamil, there's no chiv kapara. Now Rav Chanan, in that shtickle at the end, he's in time to what he says elsewhere. But he says the chura, according to this, it's going to come out that there's never, that any time that there's no leisaser, there's never going to be Issa Darabanan. He's saying because every Issa Darabanan is only leisaser. He says, but we see not that way. We see that there's Issa Darabanan before Matan Torah, even though there's no leisaser. He says, katan, the din of chinuch by a katan. It's a shayla in the Rishayim, whether or not the din chinuch is on the father, or the chinuch is on the child himself. I mean, Darabanan is a mitzvah on the child, al chinuch. Now the child zikr doesn't have a leisasa. So the Vaisa says, even by their avanans, it's not dafka leisasa. It's be'etam, be'chefzad is an isra. And the Melech Taka says, not this way. And bechlal, the achrenim are, many achrenim, the chayezim, chaymezim, and besitzchok, and many achrenim are marich, keneged dismissivus, to bring riots that we talk hold that even by their avanans, shegi needs kapar. Ebe said, what's taka pshan in the studio? So what's epis? How come he didn't have to say anything? So the truth is, the Shumas Hadeshim brings a raya from the sugya. The Shumas Hadeshim talks about in Simin Mem Gimel. The Shiloh that the Shumas Hadeshim is talking about, if you see your Rebbe is about to be take something to eat, which is Aser, possibly Midar Rabbanan, should you be Ma'arit him or not? So he brings common rayas back and forth. Ma'am Behem Tim Shatadikin, because he broke him with Dikol Yadin, so that's applied his money, Chulu. And Mimela, at the end of the day, he brings a raya from Unzer Sugya. And he says, Lachar Dafka by Unzer Sugya, that there was a psak over here, there's a Shiloh. And the Rav was coming to give a psak. Memela, the Rav is going to give tzak. He thought about the tzadim. He thought about the tzadim. He's coming to give him tzak. Memela, you let a falazach on the fact that he is going to paskin on rice. Masha'inkin, in a case where he's about to take something to eat, he's not going to paskin. He doesn't, Prasha doesn't know. It could be slavadaiti. He has no idea. So zichr, you're mechuyev to stop him and tell him that maybe this is the Ravonin. For sure, you're mechuyev to him. Skumtais, he's that time that over here we're talking about with the Rav is coming to be murder, and there's a psak over here, there's a shayla that was brought to Rav. What are they doing? Rav went ahead, he's gderli amaroim, to paskin. You let a philosopher on him that he, Taka is going to paskin karoi, and you don't have to stop. I, Lamaisis, you might be a witness of Darabanam. It's actually Vuri Bikal. It's Mamash, we're about to do it. Just ask him the question. Is it Mutter? L'chari, is it like Lehazah? How long does it take to ask the question? Ulai to be Moisef, maybe, on the Tisayid, Chumasadashin, that is together, Hey Mamru, Hey Mamru. That the whole Isser is only Isser the Rabbanan. Chazal answered it, Hey Mamru, Hey Mamru, that when the Rav is going to Paskin, of the covenant of the Rav, that he's going to Paskin, you're allowed to Falazik on him that he's going to Paskin right. You don't have to be Ma'ur the Nikuda, the Mokr in the Psak, and you're allowed to wait till afterwards. Ulai. Lamaisa, how do we Paskin? But he gets the Rabbanan. Does he need Kapar or not? Hopefully we'll see, Beis Hashem, as we move along. Then we really should start Rishayin Vav. Please, move along in Rishayin Vav. At the end of Simen Shin Zayin, it brings down the lachas of Kibud Leiko, and we're going to see in Simen Shin Lamadalin. We're going to take a little break. See Shin Lamadalin, Sif Chofein Chavav. Over there it talks about, the Ramah brings down, that if somebody puts out a Leiko, a fire, on Shabbos, Be'isr, even though it's a Malach Hashem Yitzchich Laguf, it's a Derabbanan. Because you don't need to make calls. You're not trying to make calls. It's only us with the Derabbanan. He says he has to fast for 40 days, Monday, Thursday, Monday. Now you can say that that's only talking about that he did it for Mezen. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah there, on that Ramah, he says, Afilu b'Shegig. Merely the Mishnah Berurah clearly paskins by Shegig, by Isser, there are Banan b'Shegig, it's Malach Shein Yitzchik L'Gufa, b'Shegig. He says, it's not just that you need a Kapara, you need a serious Kapara. Mem, it's 40, we appreciate what Isser, there are Banan b'Shegig, to fast for 40 days. Either way, you could say that maybe it could be mantra that over there it's talking about. You can't say that Shabbos is more chomer because over here our sugi is talking about Shabbos also lecher. However, when you get to, you could say that it's a melach shenis yich leguf over there. Melach shenis yich leguf. We're going to see is more chomer that we don't matter, even though we matter shvus to shvus. We don't matter every shvus to shvus. You're not allowed to ask a guy to put out a fire even though it's a shvus to shvus. But welcome seda because the melach shenis yich leguf. It's more chomer. That's one of the reasons why. The meila. Melach Shein Yitzchik L'Gufa Kenzayin is more chomer. Yesh La'ayin. There's other places that we see L'Chero that there are Rabbanan Sakani Kapara, and therefore certainly if somebody sees somebody going to be Erev under their Rabbanan, unless it's such a case of a Psak, then one should be Ma'ur to him beforehand. The one last Nidr, which is really gets back to us, and this is the Hakdama for Reishayin Vav. And that is the shayla of Latzarka Latzarka Yisrael. When a guy does a malacha, which is both for him and for you, what's the halacha? Is that mutter or not? Do we say Ner Lecha Ner Lameo, and it's mutter? Or do we say no, he did it for the Yid also, and therefore it's awesome? So the truth is, the Gemara says, the Kufkal Bezeman Aleph, interesting the Gemara, that the Erlam, some of the Erlam was Ma'ur. The Gemara, the Mishnah brings down three halachas. No, Ner Mishnah Yisrael, Mishnah Yisrael also. A guy that lights a ner, if he did it for himself, the yid is allowed to be nena. If he did it for the yid, it's aser. Mila mayim lashem v'emtoin, mashkach rav yisrael, then mishra yisrael aser. Brings another story. You fill up water for the yid, it's aser. You do it for yourself, it's mutter. Fekt gemara, why do we need both of them? Ner and mayim. V'tzricho. Di yashmina ner mishum de ner lecha ner lameo, avo mayim ligzit dil masal afushi bishra yisrael. If we would just say the case of ner, we would say dafka ner, it's mutter to be nena, because ner lecha ner lameo. But by Mayim, even though he did it for himself, maybe next time he's going to do it for the Yid, and therefore it's awesome. Terrific. So just say the case of Mayim. Why do you need the case of Ner? If we tell you the case of Mayim, then Kol Shekin the case of Ner, it's Ner Lecha Ner Lameyim. As they affect the Rambam Pirush Mishnayis, says the Rambam Pirush Mishnayis, if we would just say the case of Mayim, then when it came to Isser, this is the Tzrichas of Heter, when it came to Isser, that I told you that if he fills it up also for the Yid, that it's going to be usher, I would say that's dafk in that case, where he's going to add water for the yid, that's when it's usher. But in a case where he lights a candle for himself and for the yid, since ner lecha ner lameya, it should be mutter, kamash malo, no, that it's usher. That even in the case where it's ner lecha ner lameya, But if he's doing it for himself and for the yid, then it's going to be aser. Mefurish in the Rambam that ner lecha ner lemeo is aser. That when he's doing it, even if he's doing it for himself, and it's ner lecha ner lemeo, but if he has another yid, a yid in mind, then it's going to be aser. If you look at the Tiferes Yisrael there in the Mishnah, it brings down the Rav goes this way, the Bar Tanur goes this way also, like the Rambam. The Tiferes Yisrael on the Mishnah brings this down, and he says, Lulei de Mistafin Amino, from the fact that the Gemara didn't say that, and didn't make the Tzvichel Sel Vahepech, Vaisa said, Estaka Mutter. So why didn't the Gemara make the Tzvichel Sel? He says, that's not fair. Why didn't they make the Tzvichel Sel? Kachi Darki Shal Gemara. Once you go one way, that's enough. Seder. He answers up, Ayin Sham. But he says, L'chari Kmi would die from the fact that the Gemara didn't say that, that in a case where it's Nele Echa, Nele Meyo, then even if the Yigoy is doing it also for the Yisrael, then Taka is going to be Mutter. The Shaila is, what are the Tzadi HaSafik? What's the Tzad that should be also, what's the Tzad that should be Mutter? So L'chari, this is really Mufurish Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says at the end, in Perek Kol Kitzvei, Halacha Tes, at the end of the Perek, brings down the story of Shmuel that's brought down in Unzer Sugi at the end of the Perek. The Gemara says, L'tzarekei L'tzarekei Yisrael. What is the halacha of a goy that does a halacha for himself and for Yisrael? Nishma'ina me'ado. We can bring a right from the story of Shmuel. Shmuel is staying by a guy's house. The light went out. The guy lit the light. And Shmuel turned away his head. Then he saw in the corner of his eye that the guy was reading some papers next to the light. He turned back. It says, Rabbi Yaakov Baracho. We have a right from here that L'tzarekei L'tzarekei Yisrael is mutter. The way that most Rishonim are gurus. We have a raya that it's mutter. Why? Where do we have a raya that it's mutter? Because as soon as he saw that the guy was being nana from it, so he realized that it wasn't just lit for him, it was lit also for the guy. So Mela, it was lit the Tark and the Tark Yisrael, and therefore it's mutter. There are those that bring rayas from, depending on how you learn, the Beis Yosef brings down two different ways to bring the raya. How, it's not before at the beginning of the Beis Yosef, some say that the raya is from the first part. Says Rabbi Yerino, no, you could be madche. That maybe really it's aser. Maybe really it's aser to be nana when it's for both of them. The reason why there was no problem over here that Shmuel didn't leave the house is because if you're in your own house or the guy's house, which is where you're staying, then there weren't much for a person to leave his house. That means if George comes into your house, he passes by your house and he sees George is in Toronto. Just in case you see that the guy passes by your house and he sees that all the lights are off, and he hears music, he hears the mirrors coming from inside, and he realizes that they need the light on, and he comes inside and turns on your light, you're not letting me nana from the light. But since it's in your own house, memeila, you don't have to leave Vayishichu Chazal to leave your house. You're not allowed to be nana, you're not allowed to read mirrors by the, you're not allowed to look inside a bench anymore. However, you don't have to leave the house. And that's why Shmuel, once he found that the guy was taka being nana for himself also, then the Mamele turned back, and he wasn't mahapach panu from it like he was beforehand. The shaila is, what's the tzad that should be also to be nana? L'chura, this is the regular yisoid of ner lecha ner lemeo. Anytime that a goy does a malacha for himself, then ner lecha ner lemeo, and even if the yid is being nana from it, l'chura, that doesn't make a difference. Once we know who is done for, then it's mutter. Where we have such a case? The case of merchatz. Merchatz, we have 150 goyim and 100 yidim. Are you allowed to be nana from it after Shabbos? Do we say that it was done for the Yidin, or do we say that it was done for the guy? Shabbos, you can't be nana from it. But the same you said, is it considered being nana? Who is it done for? Well, chayr was done for everybody in the town. Just the ikr das is for the rife. So therefore we say that we go about to the ikr, and even though Lamaisi also had in mind the Yisrael, we go about to the ikr. Mela over here also, chayr, the ikr, you're right, he lit it for himself and he lit it for the other guy. But who is the ikr? The ikr lachur is for himself. And even if Yisrael is being nana from it, then lachur, it shouldn't make a difference. It's a diet of the nashim. So maybe you could say that it's really telling the reasons why you're not allowed to be nana from Malacha's guy. If the reason why you're not allowed to be Malacha's guy from the Malacha is because you're not allowed to be nana from Malacha on Shabbos, then you could say it's not going to be considered as if you're being nana from the Malacha on Shabbos. Because it wasn't a Malacha b'chlal. The guy did it for himself. And he didn't do it for me. The ikar is for himself, not being nana. But if the chash is that you might come to ask the guy to do malacha for you, so then any time that he has you in mind, can then you have that chash? How do I know? The Ram brings down a very interesting question. He says, let's say a guy, the Gemara says, Mishnah Mefurish, if a guy lights a candle just for himself, he's in his house, he's lighting a light for himself on Shabbos. Now a yid wants to come to the house and read a book there. Is he allowed to read a book there? Yeah. Why? You're being nene from Malacha's guy on Shabbos. You might come to ask the guy. The Ram brings down, we saw the Ram brings down from the Ramban. No, there's no chash. When it's a guy doing his own thing in his own house, or even outside of his house, he's doing his own thing, there's no chash that a Yid, when he has no shaykhs to the Yid, he didn't have him in mind, Yid didn't ask him, he didn't do it for the Yid, he's doing it totally for himself, then there's no chash that he is going to come to be Mekel and learn from the guy to be Mekel and ask him to do malachas for him. But any time that he's involved, the Yid is involved, l'chayro, then you have the chash. Any time that the guy also has the Yid in mind, there's a chash that maybe in a chanami he's going to come to ask the guy. So in a case where the guy did it for himself, even though the ikar is for himself, but if he also had in mind the Yid, then maybe in a chanami we should be choshish that he's going to come to ask the guy to do it. However, l'chayro is mefurish, we should have a mefurish Araya from the Gemara Kuf Chaf Aleph, that's mutter. Why? The Gemara says that any time that it's a daita denafshe, it's mutter. What's the case? A guy's house is burning down. And a guy comes and he wants to put out the fire. You don't have to tell him not to put out the fire. Why do you have to tell him to put out the fire? Because the daita denafshe, the Gemara says Ran, Rashi really says it, the Ran says it even more first. Even though the guy knows that he's having that he's giving hanot to the Yid, doesn't make a difference that the Yid is being in him. His ikr das is for himself. That's the daita denafshe. Anytime that it's a daita denafshe, then it's mutter. The Yid is getting a no, but it's a daita denafshe, it's mutter. Taitu says, in a case where a guy lights a candle for a Yid, then that's not considered a daita denafshe, because I'm coming ahead to be mahani you. It's clear that I'm not doing it just for myself, I'm doing it really for you. I'm giving you hana saguf, and therefore it's aser. But that's only when he's doing it just for the Yid. But in a case where he's doing it for himself, there it's for sure a daita denafshe. You can't say that it's not a daita denafshe. Even in the first case, it was a daita denafshe. He hopes that he's going to get paid back. Just since he's giving such a direct tanah to the Yid, you can't say that it's a kula daita denafshe. But in a case where the guy needs it for himself also, zikr tzachar a daita denafshe. Certainly in the case of a daita denafshe, it should be mutter. It should be mutter in such a case. So the truth is that the Tiferes Yisrael in his Akdoma to Shabbos, Kalkelos HaShabbos, in Klal Hei Siman Tes, he wants the taino a big yisari, and this is a big help. Maybe not everybody agrees with it, but l'chura, it's a big yisari, and he wants the taino that it depends on whether or not the guy would have done it had the Yid not been here. Let's say the Yid wasn't here. We're talking about a case where the guy does it for himself and for the Yid. What would have been had the guy not been here? What would have been had the Yid not been here? Is he only doing it because there's also him and also the Yid that need it? Or no, he would have done it just for one of them. He would have done it just for the guy, or just for the Yid. Or he would have done it just for himself, and he wouldn't have done it just for the Yid. What's the case? The main thing is the Tiferes Yisrael, that if it's talking about a case that he's going to do it regardless, he needs to read. There happens to be a Yid here. The main thing turns to the Yid and says, oh, you also want to read? Come, let me turn on the light for both of us. In such a case, clearly he's turning on for both of us, but had the Yid not been here, I would have done it myself. Then, says the Tiferes Yisrael, in such a case, it's pasha that it's mutter. That's considered that I'm not doing it for the Yid. Because even had the Yid not been here, I would have done it anyhow. Where's the Negea? It's very Negea. It's Negea to, you're going up, you live in a building that has, many people live in a building that still have goyim, that have, and the guy wants to walk up the stairwell on Shabbos. So he wants to turn on the light. So if he turns on the light, you're allowed to follow the suit afterwards. But he turns around now, he's trying to be very quiet, and he turns around and says, oh, Chaim Yankel, you also want to go up the stairs, come, let me turn the light for both of us. So l'chera, telling this machlekes, let's start to the Tiferes Yisrael. But according to this Tiferes Yisrael, it's sakana. Because he would have done it either way. He has to walk up the stairs side by side. And the Mela, he's going to turn the light for himself regardless. In such a case, in l'chera, there's no problem for the Yid to be in it. Which is why l'chera, if there's somebody jumping into the hotel elevator, and there's a guy that's going up in the elevator, and you want to jump inside, you already pressed the button, he's going up, there's no problem for you to jump inside. Besides for the issues of Shabbos elevators, but the problem of Amir, of being Nenef and Malecha Sakum, there's no problem in such a case. However, for the guy to go ahead, and this was just asked to me by somebody who, in their parents' building in America, they have a security, somebody that's security at the head desk. He's not a doorman. This is not his job. Bechlal. And some of the security people that don't like doing it, that's not their job. I'm security. I'm not a doorman. I get less paid less. I'm a security guy. Kids are. But there's some of them that say any time that the Yid comes in on Shabbos and he knows that they live on the 10th floor, he goes in and presses the elevator for the Yid, that he should be able to go to the 10th floor. That lechera, the guy is doing a malacha for the yid. That lechera, you have no right to be nene from such a thing, because he's doing it straight for you. However, if the yid is going upside his side, then lechera, it's mutter. It's going upside his side. You have to know, somebody just told me on Shabbos, talking to somebody, there's a certain place that they had a goita, that they would always, anytime that they needed something, they would tell her, you know, come into the house, they have something to eat, she would turn on the light, take something to eat, take some food, and she would always leave the house and dump it in the garbage can outside. She knew already she has to take the food, so she should turn on the light and take the food. To make it kilo, she's doing it for herself. At the end of the day, so the guy decides, oh, I'm going to go up the stairs, I'm going to go up the elevator with you, wink, wink, so that you should be able to. You should be able to go up, yesh line, we'll see exactly harama, when you're allowed to, when you're not allowed to. We'll get into that. But according to Tiferes Yisrael, Kum says that the whole nidain of the Yerushalmi is only in a case where he's only lighting for himself and for the yid. If he's lighting only for himself and for the yid, but if he'd be lighting regardless just for himself, then Echanami Tak wouldn't be a shayla. So there, in such a case, in Echanami, there's a big shayla. Why? Because lechur, that's like mechta mechta. What's the case by mechta mechta? When you heat up for the goyim and for the yidin, you're heating up for both of them together, says Rashi. And it's aser. You don't have just one in mind. You have both of them in mind. Why don't we just say that adaita the nafshi, it's a don das of the goyim. You did it also for the goyim. Because you're not doing just das of the goyim. You're doing it for both of them. So too over here. Even though the guy is lighting it for himself, but he's also lighting it for the yid. And the main lachur, it's pasha, that should be also like mechtel mechtel. What's the tzad even to say that it's mutter? What's the tzad? Lachur, the tzad is that it's a different case when there's a third party involved that's lighting for two different people, that's warming up the merchats for two different people, or the guy himself is involved. When there's a third party, he's heating up for 50 yidin and 50 gayim. There, you could say he's doing it for both the gayim and for the yidin. He has both of them in mind, and there's no ikur. One is not more ikur than the other. However, in a case where the guy himself is involved and he's lighting for himself, even though Kenzani wouldn't have done it had the yid not been here, but lamaisa, once himself is involved, he's the ikur person that's doing it. And once he's the ikur, that's what's kriveya. Al derech that we found in Taisus says when he gets abayim that when the guy made the kevesh, even though he needed it for himself, the ikur would have been for Rabbi Gamliel. You could have, even though you need it for yourself and the other person, but there still could be an ikur. And zikr in such a case, lachur, that's the tata say that should be mutter. Had we done this in a case where there's a yid and a guy that's doing a malacha for himself and for the yid, he wouldn't have done it had he not been there. So it's hard to say that it's not being done also for the yid. His mom is doing it also for the yid. But the ma'isa, he wants it for himself. Had we done that case, and this is a big machlokes of ma'isa, Magen Avraham, Chaya Adam, Mishnah Berurah, Pshat Tzadchak, Mivim Mikol, as hopefully we'll see, Bekarav Mamish, and Siman Reisha, and Vav, and the Bir Halacha.